It looks like everyone's ready to get on the road! But what is everyone going to do when they get to the town? Find out.
Okay, does everybody have their spell set?
Yes.
And do we have us a big old wagon loaded up with food and stuff and also places for us to sleep?
Yes.
I do need to buy arrows for the new short bow. I turn my spear into a short bow.
Boom, you have arrows.
Sweet, I have arrows. Let's go.
Oh, do you need to know how much the arrows are?
Yes.
Ammunition, arrows, 20 for one gold piece.
Oh yeah, I'll get 100 arrows.
Okay. You do know you get arrows back at the end of every fight, right?
I'll get 20 arrows.
Okay. Alright, I believe we have loaded up our wagon and we've hitched our ox to our wagon.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, let's unhitch the ox and everybody, let's go to the pub and drink, and then we leave.
Yeah, let's get a drink first before we go.
Drinking time!
Drinking time!
I want my ball present.
Oh.
Boy, I ain't playing with nothing you got.
Perfect delivery.
Oh, are you referring to the sphere?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you want for your ball present?
A big new axe.
All right. Well, hold the ball like this and tell the ball.
Ball, I want a big axe, please.
There's a big flash and a bunch of smoke going every which way. All of a sudden, boom, you've got a big axe in your hand.
Grab yourself a colossal gray axe. Not big. Not colossal.
Colossal gray axe.
I'll have to teach him to be very more, much more specific with his spell requests.
Is it a great axe he can use?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. And you get to store one spell. What spell do you want to store?
Okay, Cloud of Daggers.
Okay, done.
Okay, we're ready to hit the road.
Yep, we all woke up after a night of fun drinking.
Where did my drink?
But so, you guys, what do you want to push it? Ditching the thing? Or where it came from? I thought we were ditching it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're ditching it first, and then we're finding out where it came from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Because most dangerous thing is having it around. Bye, Harry! Have fun setting up networks!
So, we are traveling towards the,
You're being sent to the coast of
Muskegon. The last of the Muskegons. Do we get there without any delays? Do we get ambushed somewhere?
So, Sheriff goes pretty
okay.
On you. But about 2 miles away, you see a large cloud of boom. A large boom of smoke from the rest of the city. And I will need perception checks.
Okay.
For everybody.
18.
10.
14.
9.
11.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh.
Perception plus 2.
20.
20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. 18.
Ta-da.
So, everybody pretty much smell the city burning. 18 and higher know that can actually smell that it wasn't a natural, like, you smell like an accelerant, like, smell a lot of kerosene in that fire.
Mm.
Like an unusually high level that would seem to indicate that this fire was deliberate.
Do you guys smell that?
Yeah, it smells like fire.
Yeah.
Oh, I smell smoke.
Yeah.
This isn't a natural fire. This fire was lighted by someone. It's a deliberate fire.
Do you have some experience there you need to tell me about?
Can someone cast silence on Bob?
Yes.
Bob sits there gesticulating wildly while flapping his gums.
Did you get any spell?
Let's head to town. Maybe there's some looting to do.
Yes.
What are you saying?
What happens? I wonder if they knew that our book on his way.
Yeah. That might be something to think about?
Depends on what for recon? Who's a rogue? Rogue, go into recon.
I can do that.
And no seal everything.
No promises. Okay, only seal stuff that's nailed down. Okay,
here's a crowbar.
I approach the city. Is it like a city, a walled city, or is it more like, you know, open?
City walls on three sides, and then a bale on the fourth.
Okay. Is the city gate open?
The city gate looks like it was breached by something
very large.
Like, the gate and the wall surrounding the gate is just destroyed.
Right. So I will stealth in, make sure try not to get detected by any hostile enemies inside.
I will need a perception and a sneaky roll, whatever sneaky is being.
Stealth, right? So first perception, 16.
All right.
9.
Bob sits on the cart going,
I could do better than that.
And he does.
Goddamn giants. Sneaky giant. I got me a 16 stealth.
I can do it.
I don't see why not. He's actually the stealth expert.
Not today, though.
Girl. Okay, so what was everybody's stealth again?
9.
Yeah, 9 for our rogue, 16 for our giant sorcerer.
Rested 4.
4 for our monk.
Wow. It's opposite day.
Yeah, opposite day.
Everybody get behind me!
I'm looking at you.
Alright. So, 9 manages to kick a pot and send it sailing into, a local glass window. However, 2 out of 3 patrols didn't notice. The 3rd patrol did notice and went to check out the pot. Went to check out where the noise came from instead of where the pot came from. So, you do have two guards in the area that are aware of something happening, but they're not really looking at you guys yet.
Bob is standing in the corner of the street with 2 branches in his hands, pretending to be a tree, and doing it very well.
Are there still citizens in the street, or is it just the guards?
Bob, you're trying to be a tree?
Yes.
He's already 8 feet tall. I mean, come on.
Nice. That's what you get for trying to be a tree.
There are citizens that are quickly fleeing. Like, you see some are pretty badly banged up, others are just leaving with whatever they can get.
Psst! Make like a tree! How well armed are these guards?
It looks like they were armed pretty damn well. I mean, you see the same evil signals as you did on the barn earlier, and they looks like they'd be a pretty decent fight for you guys.
Hey, Bob, please don't talk. Oh, well, in this case, that's good. Just listen. There's only 2 guards, but if we take them out, we might get the other guards involved. So I say let's just get out for now.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
So blending in with the fleeing citizens, I also retreat from the city, carrying a big fake tree with me.
Wait, did the druid turn me into a fake tree?
Can you do that?
No,
I don't think so.
He's just so convincing as a tree.
Actually, Dave, there's just still a hide, like a hide check, which is all just on or disguise.
No, it's all stealth. The thing is, the giant wizard with his straw hat and everything rolled a 16 for his stealth.
Ah, okay.
So my best explanation is he blended in by pretending to be a tree, because how else do you hide something that big?
Oh, God. So one of the patrols that didn't know you guys looks up at Bob, and just goes, man, that's one ugly statue.
Nice.
Bob is biting his tongue to not insult the guy who just insulted him.
Yeah, don't do it, man.
His face is visibly screwing up from the effort.
The wolf growls at you.
As the guard walks away, you hear him calling to some of his other guards, telling them to check out the Ellie Scott status corner.
Okay, Bob, let's get out of here.
Bob runs!
So we leave the city, blending in with the crowds.
Okay.
And we go back to... How far was it? Like a mile out of town where everyone else was waiting?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we go back to the rest and we give a report on what we saw.
All right, so there was this army in there with all them folk that were... you remember all them sigils that we saw on the barn with the big portal to hell and everything? Bam! They are in the town. I think they know we got the book.
Oh, really?
Oh, crap, what do we do?
Wait a minute. Out of curiosity, did the mages give us any way to contact them if things went south? Like a raven or a magical raven, like a sending stone or something like that?
Or an iPhone?
I can send an animal message.
All right.
So I will call down something fast.
All right, tell them we need a plan B.
What was the name of the person we were supposed to meet up with?
The ship will be named the Demon Reach.
Demon Reach. Is there any way for us to make a fake copy of the book?
Yes.
Yeah, you could. But it would involve opening the magical, you know, hiding box, which would then alert everybody to where you are.
Can I do a wisdom check to see if I remember what it looks like? Because I did have the book in possession for a while.
Well, you can remember what the cover looks like.
I mean, that's all I need, though.
Yeah. Unless they're tracking it not by appearance, by aura.
Yeah, they could be tracking it by aura.
That would make more sense.
Mm.
But they're probably tracking it by intelligence. Collected by spies intelligence, not
okay.
Thinking by yourself intelligence. Because how else would they know that this is the port town that we're supposed to take it to?
So, quiet people. Any idea what we should do next?
Well, like I said, Raina, did you get that message to the mages?
It's on its way.
How many days does on its way mean?
About 3 days. You get a message back that says, that book must get to that ship. I'm sorry. If we show up, they'll know it's there.
So we need somebody to scout out and see if we can find the ship. And hopefully the ship is intact.
I can do a tree again.
How about you leave it to somebody who can shapeshift?
You mean you can be a better tree?
No, but I can be a rat. There's lots of rats in cities.
That makes more sense. I'm going to sit down now and drink.
Would being able to cast Minor Illusion help anyway?
Probably.
Minor Illusion cast...
But it only affects one area, doesn't it?
It shouldn't be changing faces or anything like that, but then again, Bob did use it to turn his face on fire.
Yeah. I do have a disguise kit. Maybe I can disguise as a guard.
Oh, disguise self.
That might work.
Is that possible? Can I disguise as a guard and blend in with them?
Yeah, you could.
Okay. So I use the disguise kit to...
Wait a minute.
To wait a minute?
You turn into a park bench.
I have an idea. Kind of crazy.
Okay.
But it just might work.
All right, just give it to
you
us.
You are expect crazy.
All right. I would need a weapon free and a catapult.
Where are we going to get a catapult here, mate?
Alton, can you please punch Bob?
No, hear me out, hear me out.
Okay, I want to try brass knuckle. Alvin, can you use your animal hear, friend?
Hear the idea first. Hear the idea
animal
first.
Friendship for this knuckle?
Hear the idea first. Hear the idea
thank
first.
You, Alvin.
Do you want to?
Okay.
Do you want to befriend a kangaroo so you can?
No, I want a friend with him, Bob. He's wanna, kind of animal. So.
You know you can punch me without casting the spell.
No, but I want to try it.
I'm not an animal.
Hmm?
You didn't know.
I didn't know.
He's a giant.
Anyway, the idea is we use the catapult and launch ourselves towards the harbor, and then when we're over where we want to be, two of us, me and whoever's weapon is being used, cast Featherfall on everybody, and then we float down into where we want to go.
Yeah, I agree with Pomoyo.
I like to call it Operation Feather Soldier.
Yeah, how about you guys do that?
Soldier?
You guys do that, and I'll just use my disguise kit and use like a more traditional way to go in.
Same. Also, Dave, that makes almost as much sense as legless horse beanbag chair.
Yeah, I know it makes as much sense as legless horse beanbag chair, but that's the thing. The legless horse beanbag chair is incredibly comfortable.
I'll follow Corgan and just use my disguise self.
Somebody's a thief. The thief could just sneak in and thief.
I will grab two branches.
I'm not sure who the thief is, but I mean, thieves looting a burning town is going to be nothing out of the ordinary.
We just need to get the...
How does the disguise kit work? Do I roll for this?
So pretty much you just change the second makeup kit. You can change the look of your face.
Yeah. You can change the look of your face, and if you're proficient in it, you can add your proficiency bonus and whatever ability you're using to using it.
Is it like skill or what? Like deception?
I think, yeah.
I have plus six to deception, so...
It would be the same as deception, basically. It's charisma plus your proficiency bonus.
Okay.
If you're proficient in it.
Yeah. Okay, so I use the disguise kit and dress up as a guard. And try to look at, I don't know, like the guards we saw, what race were they? Like, were they human? Were they elves or dwarves or...
Illithids or...
Most of the guards we know would be occupied dwarves. You see a couple of illithids rolling around, but not many. Just maybe four, and it's four illithids.
Illithids? Can't they do like mind reading?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Gee, does Operation Caddy Soldier sound so crazy now?
I think I'd rather be eaten by the elephants.
But, you know, engine guys are scouting looking around. You see two of them, and they're pretty far apart. And the Skeen itself is a very large city, so you can easily avoid the mind flare.
Okay. Right, so I use the disguise kit and dress up as a soldier or a guard, whatever.
So here's a question. Where do you get the guard uniform from?
That is a good question. The disguise kit works on your face.
Ah, really?
I got an idea.
No catapults.
No catapults.
Punch?
Hey, no, not getting naked and wearing a sword.
Actually, that's a good idea. Oops. You run up to a guard on the outskirts of town and punch him and run back to us.
Are there any patrols outside of town?
Yes, there are guards patrolling.
There are guards?
There are guards. Okay, that's what we do. He runs up, punches one, runs back to us. Okay. And then we ambush him.
In fact, you guys see a three-man guard heading your way.
Have they spotted us?
I think that's what he means by they're heading our way.
They have seen you.
Okay, tell you what, let's sit here and let's look like we're people who go traveling to watch cities burning. Oh, look at that tower over there on fire. Ain't it lovely?
Okay. I use the sky itself to make myself look like a rock.
How far are they?
Oh, they are a half mile away right now. They're in a forced march.
Okay, let's prepare. Let's set up a trap.
Alright, I'm going to sit on top of the cart because there's no way you can hide me.
What kind of... Is this like an open field we're in?
Yeah, well, about a quarter mile outside. It's open ground and past that woods.
Oh, so we're about a mile outside of town, so we are in the woods.
Yeah, yep. And you got a little bit of clearing, enough to where, you know, you can get about two wagons to pull up next to each other on the outside of the path, but...
You know what? Let's park the wagon on the outside of the path and put some people up trees or behind trees or in places where they can hide, and I'll sit on the wagon and act like an idiot watching the city burn.
Okay, let's all hide.
I'll sit next to you. I'll be a cat.
Okay.
All right. Hold on a second. I think we're not going with the "you punch them to distract them" plan because they are already coming this way.
Okay.
Instead, you can punch them from behind.
No.
There's Bob Jr. Bob is on the cart. Okay, we've got Alton in that tree, three spaces from the road opposite the wine glass. Bob Jr. with the wagon here behind the bear, which is Bob, or sorry, Bob on the wagon behind the bear, which is actually Bob Jr. So, Raina, where do you want to be?
I had a thought.
I can swim.
So,
like, I can
turn into a swim. About 1.5 kilometers from
that is a good thought. We still have the guards coming towards us, so, but you could sneak around and do that.
From this. And so now we're hiding. Mm. So when they get here,
I have no idea what you just said, David.
Okay, so Karen.
Yep.
That is definitely an option. You could go through the forest to the sea and swim around to where the ship is.
Close range, would be right? Mm-hmm.
So the problem is...
There's also got to be a river here someplace that I can jump in.
That is also an option. The bigger issue is, either way, there are guards coming this way.
Sorry?
Opposite Bob, I think.
I know.
No, opposite the road.
Here.
Yeah.
So maybe
Yeah, we're definitely going to be able to beat them up. Let's do that first. So where do you want to be for beating them up?
I think in the beginning I was going to be in cat on the wagon with you.
There is a cat sitting next to me on the wagon.
It is kind of an evil looking cat.
Is it a cat that Bob can pet?
An evil looking cat. So basically a normal cat.
Bob pets the cat.
We'll go with jungle cat.
Bob pets the jungle cat.
For the benefit of this encounter, Karen will add to your intimidation.
Okay.
But if you roll intimidation, you'll get an advantage for this encounter. Because, what can you turn into?
Example, an ocelot.
And a bobcat. You get an advantage for every intimidation. Roll for this encounter.
Okay. I'm going to say that plan one is try to make them go away. If they do not want to go away, then we jump them. What do you guys think?
I say kill them. We need their stuff. Not just for greed, but we need their stuff to infiltrate the city.
Well, that's what Karen was saying. The other option is she turns into a swimming creature and takes the box down a river or around the sea to the ship directly.
Right, but if they've already taken the city, maybe they've also taken over that ship. We don't know.
Oh, I actually can be a tiger. So yeah, then suddenly the wagon you're in kind of rocks. And there is a similar pound tiger sitting next to you.
Bob Jr., be nice. Good kitty, he says, scratching the cat's ears.
So I guess the guards are now within talking range?
Yeah, they are.
Yes, no, those three guards are definitely edgy.
Okay.
Now, are there people behind guards on the other side of the city?
Wait.
Are they flanked? Are they flanked, essentially?
Oh, they are absolutely flanked. Although maybe people who are hiding behind trees should make self checks.
Oh,
all right. The people who are behind between the guards of the cities, I also needed a perception check.
Okay.
So that's only these two, right?
Yeah, that would be Dreg and Alton. Perception check and self check for Reyna. For Erwin, Shagrat, and Corgan, just stealth.
Perception is 15 plus.
Okay, only the mother.
Stealth.
What is it with you and stealth today?
I don't know.
22.
What? Really?
Mm.
Damn. How much?
I got 8.
You got
8
total.
8 total stealth.
Stealth is 10.
Okay, stealth is 10, perception is 17 for Alton.
Greg?
Perception 10.
Perception 10, stealth is?
21.
21, okay.
Oh, nice.
That's good news.
Yeah. Otherwise, this would have been the worst ambush ever.
Well, it's already pretty bad. I think your bow is sticking out from behind the tree.
I rolled a 9 for stealth.
Okay, so
good news is two of the passing guards are absolutely oblivious.
Can I do the voice of the guard, Vince?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, cool tiger, bro.
Anyway, I think everybody is set up, so, yes, guards notice giant 300-pound tiger. I assume the giant bull and the big farmer type sitting on the wagon smoking his pipe.
Do you have a permit for that tiger?
Would you like to check for a permit?
One of them does ask that.
I see some ID, pal.
She's got it.
Bob says, pointing to the tiger.
I just raised my head and kind of go, "Burr." Well, they are very put off by the fact of what they're seeing, and they're not, you kind of not 100% sure what to do with you.
Listen, pal, you have to vacate this area. Yeah, this is a no tiger zone, and no skateboarding either.
Hey, we're meeting up with him in traveling menagerie. He's gonna sell the tiger to him.
Bob puffs on his pipe, blows a smoke ring, turns to the guard and says,
I'm sitting here with my kitty, sitting and watching a city burn, because in a way, that chaos is beautiful. Now, you got yourself a choice. You can walk away and let me watch the city burn, or something much closer will start burning.
Oh, so the people who are between the guards of the city, I can't tell you this. But you notice two more guards hanging back by the gate. By the city gate, or what used to be the city gate.
Meanwhile, that was absolutely an intimidation check to try and make them turn around and walk away, so.
Why? We have to kill
them. Oh, yeah, we'll roll it.
Okay. You did say advantage, right, Vince?
Yep.
27! And yes, that is a natural 20.
One of them in common looks at you, looks at the tire, looks back at you, and just says,
nope.
I'm out. Puts his sword in the scabbard, walks right past you, and keeps on walking.
Wait, walks right past me up the road away from the town?
Yep. He leaves the area. He just, I got better things to do. I'm out of here. There's two left. One of them kind of puffs on his chest with the determination to not go anywhere. And then the third one, yeah, you see a dark spot forming on the front of his pants, but he doesn't really want to leave anytime soon.
He's not going to leave, but he wants to leave.
Yes.
I'm going to, like, crawl off the wagon and go and nose that guy in the crotch and see if I can kind of push his decision toward leaving.
Robert, it's so short,
Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
Roll another intimidation check with advantage. You roll a
check too. You know, boy, I think she's a little hungry.
That was a little less advantageous. 15. Or wait, no, sorry, 16.
I can give you a +2 on that, Dave.
Okay, then that would make it a
18,
yeah.
That's not too bad. Everybody between Dave and the city?
Not me. Oh, that's not me. I'm
okay, Alton got a natural 20.
Alton and
11.
Bob got a 7.
Yeah. So, everybody who got over 15 smells definite cool. Dave, while you don't smell it, you see a pure look of disgust on a tiger's face. In fact, it's so clear that she disgusted it. You're stunned for one round as you're trying to figure out how a tiger has those muscles clustered in her face.
Yeah, but she's not hungry? Good job!
We can turn around and leave. No, he's gone.
Okay.
Tiger was nothing.
The
second guard with the
also left.
Soiled pants is left.
There's only one left. I approach the guard that's left. I approach him, and I will use intimidation.
Hey, I'm already approaching him. Oh. I guess we can both approach him.
Yeah, the tiger and the thief are now approaching him.
18 plus 6, 24. And I say, I need your clothes, your boots, and your...
I need your clothes, your boots, and your weapon. Your clothes, give them to me.
He strips down naked, gives you his weapon, his clothes, grabs his sword, and it's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'll snarl. While looking pointedly in a specific region of the male anatomy.
Yeah.
He's ready to fight. That's okay. I'm ready to
bite
him in the
jaw. Alright, tell you what, I'm not that mean a guy. Do you want a puff?
And yes, before you ask, Vince, it is the green stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm offering him a puff because he's about to die anyway. Why would I not offer it to him?
This guy is naked and stoned.
Okay, do you guys still want to fight the naked stoned guard, or do you want to just ball him up into a tree?
Nah, you don't have to kill him.
Okay.
Yeah, just put him in a tree.
Guys, he's just sitting there staring at his hands. Like, he is beyond non-combatant.
Okay, Alton's out.
Alright, tell you what, buddy.
Bye-bye.
They touch everything but themselves.
Hey guys, I think we got some rope in the cart.
Let's tie him up and put him in the tree.
Yeah!
Okay, so they are going to sneak in the town next time. And what's a legless horse beanbag chair?
Thank you for listening to ESLRPG. This podcast is recorded at MT English School in Toyama, Japan.